Yeah. So it's you know, it can be kind of forgiving. There's a ship. Well, like the Kuga, for instance, is an old wooden boat, and it has like these cargo bays that are cut into it. So you can kind of go into the big cargo bay, and it's just wide open. Most of these shipwrecks, for whatever reason, a lot of the internal structures starts to degrade. But they also, like a lot of the big shipwrecks, are other shipping vessels. And so there's a lot of room in them to putz around. When it comes to like bigger freighters, there's like the Cedarville and the Straits of Mackinac. That's probably the biggest shipwreck that I can think of off the top of my head. That's like maybe what you might expect a freighter to be like underwater. That one gets a little bit more complex and scary, tricky, dangerous. You know, you name your favorite term, but when you start to get inside of the wreck, it starts to get a little hairy because the wreck's on its side and you're trying to go through doorways that are on their side, and then you know, your fins and your bubbles as you go in there will start to kick up sediment, and you might have a really fun time, you know, forging ahead, going through that shipwreck, but when you turn around and you see what you did behind you and how nearly impossible it will be to be able to see your way out, you get into a lot of trouble real quick. And so that's where, like, good dive etiquette, good trim, laying line, and kind of doing it right become important. So, yes, but with